This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I'll give you the good and the bad news here on free agency as, what are we, about a month, 5 weeks away from that launching league-wide. The Cowboys obviously getting an earlier start than we had hoped on it as we're in our final Cowboys Monday of the year and looking forward to watching other teams participate in the playoffs for a second year in a row. First time under 500. In back-to-back seasons in 23 years. Hopefully they have a tremendous amount of urgency and they aren't looking at this the same way they have for really the last 15, 20 seasons. It's been a long time. 2011, they almost got Nnamdi Asamoah. 2012, they got Brandon Carr. You know, since then, you really got to fast forward to this year when they got George Pickens and Quinnen Williams for, you know, a big type of acquisitions from outside of the organization. 972 has a question. Jim Schwartz for DC, is he out in Cleveland? It's hard to say right now.
You see what happens when you fire the head coach, that the ownership group, general manager, will keep all the assistants under contract until the new coach is hired. But there's word that they want to keep Jim Schwartz in Cleveland if they can.
Yep. It's what they're saying is they'd prefer to keep him. So we'll have to see if Jim likes the new head coach. Is that how that comes down?
If the new head coach doesn't have somebody already in mind, then if he has somebody in mind, then Jim Schwartz could probably go. But in fact, if Matt Eberflus gets fired, the Cowboys will keep all the assistant coaches until a new defensive coordinator's hired.
There's some good ones out there. Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons staff has been let go. Jim Leonard in Denver a lot of folks have been talking about. There's some good names out there. The only thing, my only opinion is I want Shoddy to be able to go out and find the guy that he thinks fits his culture and fits his mantra and his philosophy of coaches. And if they do that, then I think there's a pretty good chance they'll get a good result on it one way or another, no matter who it is. But I'm not listening for names. I mean, were we thinking Clayton Adams when it was time to go find an OC? No.
No.
But Shoddy, you know, was doing an exhaustive search and looking for the guys with the traits, with the adaptability, I believe, marrying, you know, players to scheme, prioritizing, you know, ways to keep the opposition guessing right before, during, and after the snap. Like I think what Shoddy did offensively, I want to double down on that and see what he can bring to the defense. But I don't think anything's going to work without better players. That's why I'm getting ready here to talk about free agency here with you. Quinnen Williams exit interview quote. He says, a lot of people kind of put the blame on the coaching all the time. As players, we got to take accountability because we are on the field. And I love that. You know, I think between that and what Jerry said, as far as this defensive letdown has been 6 or 7 years in the making, is the kind of accountability and look in the mirror. We don't need a scapegoat. We don't need the idea that, wow, Eberflus really screwed this up and you bring in a new guy and he's going to make magic with this. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you look at the common themes between last year with Mike Zimmer and this year, it's like the reason this defense has struggled a lot is not because Mike Zimmer and Matt Eberflus are bad coaches.
Yeah.
It's because you've left them with a bare cupboard and ask them to mask your shortcomings.
Amen.
And maybe they failed a little bit at doing that, but even the best coaching job would have been well under average these last 2 years.
Yeah, he might be protecting Aaron Whitecotton too with the coaching comment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's his guy. You know, so okay. maybe he's trying to say, you know, we have to look at his you know, players' uh-huh. responsibility and stuff. I don't think you're wrong, but they need better players. There is a clearly a void in talent on their defensive side of the football.
Yeah, I mean, if you just go look at the defensive depth chart, like how many of those guys are you like, yep, they've got to be back next year?
Yeah.
That's a capable NFL starter they've got to bring this guy back. And there's maybe four. And some of them, it's just because, like, well, they're under contract, so they're not going to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, the future of Deron Bland, I think, is a question right now of how he's going to play when he comes back. But he's going to be here, right? So you've got, obviously, Quinnen Williams would be number one. That's your best player right now. But otherwise, it is a very, very talent poor. The personnel is just not good enough on defense.
Would you guys consider it a positive if they re-signed Clowney?
Yes.
Clowney was one of your better defensive players, right, this season?
Absolutely.
Overall?
Yeah. No question.
Would you consider that a positive thing to be doing now?
Yeah, it'd be a good thing.
Spending money on Clowney?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can't just stop with that.
If you couldn't go get a significant upgrade, I think the objective should be let's get significantly better than Clowney. He had, what, 8.5 sacks in about 12, 13 games?
13 games, yeah.
So he was a decent player. And if you can't find better in free agency or trade, then having him and Ezeraku and then going into the draft like thinking we're still hunting our star, but now we have quality depth.
Yeah.
I think that would be good. But he's about to get into his 13th season.
Yeah.
You know, and he's always been injury prone.
Yeah.
He was slowing down last year.
Yeah.
He kind of started to look like an old man at times. Okay, so the good news is there are players at all the positions of need inside the top 20 players here at free agency for the Cowboys. The bad news is this is not a good year for superstars in free agency. Like, I think if you're going to go out and try to fix this team in free agency, you're going to have to do it with quantity. You're going to have to raise your collective floor because you go out and sign 3, 4, or 5 of these guys and fix yourself by being in position, by being more fundamentally sound. But you're not finding game breakers. Like, George Pickens, I think, is the only superstar in his prime in free agency in the NFL this year. I don't see anybody else. But if you want to, you know, get an edge, there's Trey Hendrickson, who's old and hurt, or there's, you know, young and hurt in Jalen Phillips. There is the Chargers, is it Odafe Owe?
Yeah.
The Ravens traded for him in October. He's been 12th in pressure since then, but hasn't had a full-time role with the Chargers. The Seahawks edge, Boye Mafe, who also didn't start. He has only 2 sacks this year, could keep his salary low. He had 9 sacks in 2023, I think 6 or 7 last year, and then for whatever reason, Coach McDonald didn't quite like him as much. Quay Walker would be an upgrade at linebacker, but he's not fixing anything. He's going to get tackles. But, you know, the big plays, he struggles in space. There's Devin Lloyd, who is just broken out. After being in the NFL for 4 years, he had a tremendous finish to the last 5 games of the season. You're like, did it just take him 4 years to figure it out? Or are you going to trust the 5 games at the end over the 50 games that led up to that point and think, here is a linebacker that can fix our issues? You know, that seems pretty risky to me. You got the tackle, Rashid Walker, that Chief mentioned on Friday. A sufficient replacement-level left tackle. I think you got a similar quality player in Guyton. There's also Braden Smith of the Colts, who has 0 Pro Bowls to his name. And these guys are in the top 20 of or top 15 of free agency. If you want a safety, too bad. The Rams just extended Quentin Lake on Friday. They said, we're not letting this guy hit free agency.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
And you want corner. You're looking at solid but not spectacular Alante Taylor, who, you know, would have led you in pass breakups this year with 11 of them. He had two picks this year. Or maybe Tariq Woolen with Seattle. So, I just wanted to hit you with some of those names and kind of give you an idea of what you're looking at. Like, I don't think they can make this defense significantly better in free agency. I think you can patch holes with replacement-level guys. Do you guys agree or disagree with that assessment on free agency 2026?
I mean, I think all these guys are still major upgrades for the Cowboys roster. Like, I'm with you, and that's the trouble with free agency and why Steven doesn't want to play in these waters, because you're probably going to overpay for players that aren't worth that type of dollar.
Teams usually don't let really good players get here. Yeah.
But you've got to find a way to fill some holes. And, you know, whether it's some of these corners that you're looking at, if it's a Jamel Dean from the Bucks who's a free agent, do you want to go and get Kobe Bryant from Seattle? Seattle's got a lot of players that they're going to have to decide on, and I don't know if they have the money to pay all these guys. Jalen Watson's a corner from Kansas City that'll be available.
I like him.
So, I mean, there's some guys, but you're right. Like, none of them are like, oh, my gosh, I'm looking at this on paper, and I'm thinking I've just added a Pro Bowl player. But I think all of them would be massive upgrades and a step in the right direction for the Cowboys. We might end up, you know, complaining and moaning about the contract in hindsight that they're overpaying. But we can't be hypocritical and want them to go out and address needs in free agency. You know that you're probably overpaying for most of these guys. They've hit on the Javonte Williams that are cheap guys. They end up, okay, awesome, you hit a home run. But you still have to fill out your roster with guys that I think are going to be Matt, like Devin Lloyd. He's got warts. He's going to be much better than Kenneth Murray was for you.
Yeah, no, I like that. And, you know, to marry it to what Jerry said when they got rid of Micah, this might be three or four players. Would you guys rather spend $10 to $15 million per player and add three or one superstar at 45?
Oh, I'd rather do the three. Yeah, that you because there isn't some game breaker one guy that everybody's just like, oh, you got to have this guy. There isn't even that guy on the table for you. I think you just laid it out pretty nicely. You need quantity here. You need to get three or four good, solid upgrades as starters on this defense,
and then hope to draft the impact stars.
Yeah, and then you hope that, yeah, the guys that you draft, I mean, with the 12th pick, it's fair to have an expectation that that guy's going to end up being a really, really good player for you. But you're in a tough situation. I mean, you've backed yourself into a corner right now. You'd love to just supplement with free agency and, oh, here's one or two guys, cool, because we've done everything else right, but you haven't. So if you want to win in this window, which is like 2 or 3 years right now with Dak, then you got to say, hey, forget conventional wisdom. Our defense is disgusting, and that's our fault. And if we want any hope of fixing it, we need four starters in free agency for sure.
Yeah, I guess the good news is when you miss on all those drafts, you don't have a ton of guys coming up for free agency anymore that are going to demand that they get paid.
Yeah.
You know, especially after what you did last offseason. But this team has, you know, a significant amount of needs, and I would rather fix it without trading for guys, because now they're in a situation where you don't have excess draft capital. Like, you've kind of exhausted all of that. You need these two first to give yourself a chance of finding the young. But I mean, you look at edge, linebacker, corner, you know, maybe safety. Do you guys want to bring back Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson?
No. Absolutely not.
They're that bad?
And I think that they're going to bring back Hooker.
I've tried to get rid of Hooker for 3 years.
Yeah, I think all the safeties need to be replaced.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many position groups, when you're looking at the Cowboys, do you feel like we can stand pat on? It's
defensive tackle? Defensively, it's just D-tackle.
Yeah, just defensive tackle, yeah.
And then wide receiver, tight end, interior offensive line, quarterback, running back on the offensive side. But where do we go at tackle, I think, is, you know, the big thing right now. Like, how good do you feel about Guyton after two seasons of average play and a lot of injuries?
Well, that's the problem. I'm not so much worried about the average play, it's the injuries. I can't get the guy to be better than average because he doesn't play.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't get any better. But so, you know, if you were really good in free agency and kind of were able to chip away at the linebacker and the corner and the safeties and all that, you could open yourself up to being able to draft an offensive tackle if you wanted to. You could open up yourself to drafting Mari Noah from Miami. You could. But you have to be able to, if you don't, if you don't play in free agency or try to address it, then you're stuck picking defensive players. And we've kind of talked about you're better off picking edges and corners. Those are the most expensive positions. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen Lloyd play yet. I have seen Devin Bush play. Devin Bush would be a big upgrade here. I don't know if anybody
else
can get
him for under 10 mil.
I mean, Devin Bush just had a big pick six yesterday. He's had some legal issues that have been going on. But, yeah, I mean, he's been a good player.
Is he beating anybody up? Is he doing that? Is he an abusive guy or something like that? Because if he's like hitting women, I can't bring him in.
I don't think I've seen anything on that.
He was not found guilty on assault charges.
Not guilty?
But it was assaulting his girlfriend.
Okay.
But not guilty. Not guilty.
Not guilty. By a court of law?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm talking about bringing Devin Bush in, okay? Now, this, you know, could this be a problem? I don't know. But you're in that situation right now where you're going to have to – I think you're going to have to try
and sign – Perry and Winfrey, you know. I think as long as the guy – you trust him moving forward, it was a bad night, you know, and you feel like this is a significant position of need and the courts have cleared him.
Yeah.
You know, you're in such a position of need now where you can't be too choosy.
You got to choose between this. This is where it's going to come down to for me at linebacker potentially. Quay Walker at 26, Devin Bush at 28, Devin Lloyd at 28. That's where everybody else is in their 30s, like 30, 33, 34.
I think you could add N'Kobe Dean.
N'Kobe
Dean. They might think he's too small. But
he's another banged up guy or whatever, but he's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
Well, coaches are being fired out here and retained. Pete Carroll is gone with the Raiders after just one season.
They owe him two more years. Pete's happy with that.
Yeah.
They got to pay. I think the Raiders are on the hook for $50 million in coaches' salaries.
It's hilarious, their run that they've been on.
It's unbelievable.
That move to Vegas really freed up some cash for him.
A lot of cash.
It sure did.
Yeah. But things are different with Spytek and Brady with these Raiders, aren't they? I think
Spytek had something to do with Pete Carroll coming in.
Okay. Yeah, as we mentioned, Kevin Stefanski is out of there in Cleveland, but they're saying they want to keep Jim Schwartz. The Colts are sticking with Shane Steichen. The Bengals are staying with Zach Taylor. The Cardinals have let Jonathan Gannon go. So
Jonathan Gannon's an interesting one to monitor.
For a defensive coordinator job, absolutely.
Was with Clayton Adams in Indy. They've got a relationship. So I wonder if that'd be one in-house, you know, if shot and he knows the division.
Yep.
He did a good job, obviously, with the Eagles, and that's how he landed that job in Arizona. Is he a guy that maybe, you know, Shoddy talks with Clayton about, and they're like, we'd be interested in Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, okay, this is where you're at, though, with that, and it's cool, and I totally agree with you. Is he another guy that if he has a good year, is he going to get another sniff as a coach?
That's a good question.
And we're back to square one of having to find a guy. To me, the Jim Schwartz, the guys that have kind of had their day in the sun, those are the guys you need to be kind of talking to that might not get another head coach and sniff, that all of a sudden they become Dick Fangio and people like that.
Or Spags.
Yeah, exactly. Where they're not interested
Spags
in going.
Spags getting a look here from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe they go with the Spags. I doubt he gets that job, but they're doing some weird stuff with who they're interviewing.
All righty, we're coming up now on the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. More history for Dak and some really interesting insights on his perspective on the season coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today.
You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
5-3 The Fan. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. You got a Mavs note over there, Wolchuk?
Yeah, I guess Tim McMahon, there's a report out from Full Court Pass. I guess maybe they were listening to his podcast that he does with Wimby and Tim Bontemps. But Anthony Davis reportedly is preferring to stay on the Mavs and get a contract extension from them in the summer. So, I mean, I'm sure maybe he would prefer that. He hasn't played with his buddy Kyrie Irving yet, and they obviously have a great relationship. But maybe that's also posturing, like, we're just not going to give up Anthony Davis unless you give us an offer that, you know, we actually want. I know they're out there trying to get, I believe, the New Orleans first-round pick in a deal that was reported over the weekend, and seems like talks. Sometimes they're going well, then they're not going well with Atlanta, but I'd still imagine he gets moved, but I did find that interesting that AD, with after everything that's happened, he'd still prefer to stay in Dallas.
Yeah, I just wanted to be awesome, but that's just not going to happen, man. What is it? He can't stay healthy for five games.
Yeah, man.
It just keeps happening. Jeez. It's unbelievable, and it's sad. It's tragic. It's a dystopian NBA alternate reality that we're currently surviving until Cooper Flagg can pull us out of it. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's kind of like the Upside Down, you know, mm-hmm. to make a Stranger Things reference as that iconic series concluded, I guess, late last week. But the Cowboys themselves have been in a dystopian alternate reality for three decades now. And it's tough because all you get is meaningless stats. Like history for Dak, four seasons with 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns since 2019. More than any other NFL quarterback, became the Cowboys' all-time passing yards and completion leader as well. But he might have led the league in great quotes, had some really interesting things to say last night, including, it's one of the only seasons where I can't necessarily correlate my play to wins and losses. How much resentment do you think is inside this offense? How much pressure can Dak and the offense put on this organization to make the defense better? And do you agree that what he did had no correlation to wins and losses?
Well, I mean, I think that he's being pretty honest right there. I mean, not as diplomatic as usual, but yeah. He even acknowledges on the front end, like, this is maybe the first time or one of the first times. Like, he's owning it, like, hey, throughout my career, yeah. I can take a fair amount of blame for kind of what's happened here. And I think we would all agree this is, of all the years, this is the least Dak's fault year. So not to say that he played perfect. I mean, he started the season, maybe the first six games or whatever it was.
Unreal.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then, hey, it's a long season. You play good defenses. You start to have the offensive line issues that you had, running game issues that you had. He wasn't perfect all season, but he is at the bottom of the list for reasons why you're going home today. Right?
Yeah. No, I don't think you're wrong about that. I think this is one of those times where he's probably walking out, getting on the plane and going, God, I can't play any better this year. You know, I don't know. I mean, you kind of feel like he'll always tell you, well, I can improve. There are things I can get better. But, man. And
there are still things to get better at. Let's not be confused about that.
No,
but there's a million other issues on this season that don't involve him.
Yeah. You know what? They still have issues in the red zone.
Third down efficiency, red zone offense.
That is one of the things. I mean, they are really good moving the football, but then they get down in that red zone, tight red zone area. It is a different. They look like a different team. It's not even, you know, the blocking, the coordination between routes, you know, creativity, just nothing really there that he can hang his hat on. But getting him to the red zone, not a problem. Getting inside the red zone, maybe some of the scoring stuff, even though, yeah, they were a very high-scoring team, I think that they could have been even better down there.
They hadn't settled for three too many times.
Way too many times with kicking field goals.
Yeah, and 50-plus yarders. I mean, you attempted 16. You're kicking the third most field goals of any team in the league per game. So you are settling for a lot of threes, so you can finish drives better. But, yes, the offense was certainly good enough for this team to be in the postseason. I would have loved to see what they could have done in it. And he's going into year 11. So he's got to be looking at it like, how many years am I going to have? I played all 17. I was healthy. I'm physically going into an offseason where I'm ready to rock, right, which he hasn't had. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I he should be frustrated.
I don't know if they can fix the red zone. I mean, after 11 seasons, I guess he said, you know, what do you expect going forward? He says, I don't expect anything different than in years past to be better next year than I was this year. And I think over my career, the track record somewhat proves that. So if you're Dak and you're thinking, where are we going to be better for next year? I would like to believe he can get it figured out, but I mean, it's tough as that field condenses. I think you're more dependent on an offensive line that can move people out of the way and threaten them with your run so much that it creates favorable opportunities to the outside. And until they really make their offensive line great, I don't know. I don't know. Like, if I'm Dak, I'm thinking, you know what I need to fix for next year is my awareness against defenses like what Brian Flores and the Vikings did when they have those post-snap rotations and when they're disguising things, like, can I process those 2 seconds better in situations like this? And I think that's realistic. You know, you get one of these VR headsets on, and I know like 8 years or so ago they tried to hit him with the VR. He didn't like it. The room went unused at Valley Ranch. But now they have better VR headsets, like the one that Apple came out with that doesn't give you that fisheye feel. You know, I put on one of these old Oculus headsets. I got a headache after about 8 minutes or so, and I constantly feel like my eyes are being strained and like pulled apart. You know, when you intentionally like go cross eye and it messes with your ocular nerves or whatever. I get that feeling from those damn VR headsets. But the point I'm making now is they got these new generation ones that are just different. It's like a flat screen in front of you instead of those weird like eyeball stretchy things or whatever. And I, you know, for me, that's if you're talking about where can Dak improve realistically, it's in continuing to understand what the most sophisticated and exotic and smartest defenses out there are trying to do to you.
Yeah, that cover four, cover six, I guess that's what, you know, and Bobby talked about that in the post game with us a couple of weeks ago. I think it was after maybe the Minnesota game or the Washington game. But if you want to go with the offensive line, and I know you mentioned, Brian, like, okay, well, maybe put yourself in a position to draft a tackle if you can. Well, in free agency, if you're not loving some of the options on defense – and you do want to just address defense with your first two picks, you've got two centers in free agency that are pretty good. And they've got to decide what they want to do with Tyler Smith. And Tyler said today he'll get clarity in the offseason. He wants to do what's best for the team, but he also needs to look at what's best for him and his career. I think he can develop into a really good left tackle. Will he ever be a better tackle than he is a guard? Maybe not. But if they decide they want to play him at left tackle and move Guyton to right tackle, and you play now, in my opinion, I'd kick Cooper Beebe to left guard, where I think that's his best spot. And then you look at, if you want to spend money in free agency, it would be to go after Linderbaum, which maybe they don't like, who is going to be one of the top free agents available, the center from Baltimore, unless they bring him back. He had a short arm issue. Maybe they've gotten over that. Or there's also Cade Mays, who's been the starting center for Carolina, that's coming off a strong year. And now, okay, you have gone ahead and reinforced the offensive line instead of spending another pick on a tackle. If you wanted to do that with your resources in free agency, you could.
Yeah, that's what I like about the idea of moving Tyler Smith to left tackle. We were talking about this Friday, and Brian gave a strong indication he does not believe that we're heading in that direction.
I don't believe so.
Tyler Smith at left tackle. But I want to know, what is your plan for making this offensive line significantly better? Because it's bottom third. Like, it is amazing what Dak and Shoddy and Clayton Adams and Pickens and Lamb and Javonte Williams were able to accomplish. Can you imagine how good this could become if you could make the offensive line a legitimate strength? And I think that's, you know, that is the kind of stuff that I love hearing about. Like, and are the Ravens really going to let Linderbaum go?
He's a free agent. They might. And they might be looking at a new head coach. I mean, there's some stuff with Harbaugh that's going on right now that they're going to reevaluate. So I don't know. They've got a lot of money tied up in Lamar Jackson. Can they afford to keep him might be the question, because I think he's going to be pretty darn expensive on the open market. But if they don't, then I'd turn my focus maybe to Mays from Carolina. And that's if you don't want to go ahead and have that be an issue in the draft.
Okay, Dak also had this quote, "I don't know if there are many that work as hard as me or as intentional as me. I pride myself in that." And, you know, that... You know, that didn't seem like bragging to me. That seemed like him revealing why he is confident. And I feel like because of his maturity, because of his mindfulness, because of, you know, how he approaches things with his mindset and his intentionality, I think he gets better work done. You know, it's one thing to just grind, but it's another when you, like, intentionally try to find the roadmap and you're willing to be vulnerable. Like, these are all leadership traits that I think uniquely positions Dak to continue to improve as his career is going on. So, you know, maybe there aren't limitations to it. Like, this year he definitely improved, at least in most of the games. I know there were some tough ones. Throwing while pressured. Mm-hmm. The guy is in your face, or you can sense that you're about to get hit in the back. Can you still stand in there and deliver a quality football? And he was able to evolve 10 years into his career doing that. But yeah, red zone, post-snap rotations, disguise. Like, can you become that mid-30s quarterback that truly has answers to everything they could possibly throw at you? And, you know, for the most part that he had that this year. How do you feel about the Cowboys offense? Was this a great year? Was this a good year? Well, how are you looking at Shoddy? I know both KNC and Sean and RJ are going to talk about this tomorrow. I'm having debates with folks on Twitter. Like, I think Shoddy did a hell of a job. I think this offense is great hands.
Which do you think was more helpful, having Williams gain 1,000 yards or Pickens gain 1,000 yards?
I'd say Williams.
Yeah, I think Williams. I think being able to run the ball is probably more valuable than having two number one wide receivers in the game, just for balance purposes.
Yeah, it's interesting. I would say the same. I would also wonder how much were you helped by defenses being more overwhelmed by the idea of having to slow down Pickens and Lamb than they were having to slow down Javonte Williams. And that's just a question. I don't know. I'd have to go look and see, like, how many light boxes were they able to see this year because defenses were so concerned about Pickens and Lamb. But in general, yes, I think you want to have a rushing attack that, because then look what it did. I mean, the play action game was outstanding this year.
And the pass protection element of it. Like, that's the thing with Javonte Williams, because he does. I mean, does Pickens and Lamb have the success they do without him standing and helping in pass protection? Because there were times, thinking every game, we were probably looking around at each other like, damn, what a block, what a blitz pick up there for Javonte Williams. And he wasn't perfect. I mean, he did give up the safety in that one. I can't remember which home game
Detroit?
It was. Detroit? Yeah, maybe it was Detroit.
Which was the road game.
The road game, yeah, when they were stuck at the goal line. I think that was because of a penalty that pushed him back. But otherwise, I mean, that's another element of Javonte Williams. When you talk about bringing him back, you better have a plan in place for a back that can pass protect, because that was critical this year that he provided.
All right, that's the C-Note. Cowboys news of the evening. We'll be cranking that at you most afternoons at 3:20 as the offseason is underway. And with that, it's time for Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I got a couple of final thoughts in this Giants game, and we'll put this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Season to bed.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here he is, the king.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you five new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you playing that. Thank you, too, for wearing the... Crown Global Media toboggan.
They go great with my pennies, my foams.
Do you?
Yeah, man. My air penny stuff. More Orlando jerseys.
So it's the color combination.
That blue, it hits, man.
Yeah, we tried to make it a cool blue.
Chef's kiss.
Thank you. Appreciate that. What I want to say, thank you to Greystone as well for being a part of this. We're going to talk about this. I want to ask you guys a question from that game yesterday. And first off, do you kind of feel like that if you had the injuries or you didn't have the injuries at running back, would you have seen Blue and Maffa play yesterday?
No.
No. Probably not both. I think one maybe, and they probably would have played in the second half, I guess, like the rest of the backups did once they pulled the starters. But otherwise, no.
I was wondering, were the Javonte Williams and Malik Davis injuries super legit? Like, if this is a playoff game, are they out? Or are we kind of like, well, you're kind of hurt, and we want to see these other guys?
Yeah, I asked some people over there, and they had some legitimate injuries. So this would have been something that if they had to have this game, there would have been some concern going in about the injuries.
It kind of seems like going into the game then, the coaching staff and their idea of let's win was going to win the day. So setting the roster, I don't think Blue and Maffa would have been in there.
Yeah. I just kind of feel like in that game yesterday, watching it, by the way, and I said it earlier, and I know I said in the post game, I think Dallas might have lost that game if Dak Prescott keeps playing. I didn't get the feeling like they had a really good handle on what the Giants were doing defensively. Might have been another shootout kind of game, huh?
That's not good.
Did you feel like that watching?
Yeah,
feel
they were
like
down 16-10 at half.
Yeah, they could have lost. I would have probably still picked the Cowboys to win, but there was a lot of
you know, tough football happening out there, and that the defense can give up 40 to anybody.
Yeah, that's what I. That's the things I worry about. I know we were having these discussions, like the whole thing. I know I don't know what the text is saying. I know people are tweeting at me because of the comments we had earlier about trading the two ones.
Oh yeah,
and there's people that are like, hell no. You know,
well, just, I mean, you're right. It could take that. I mean, I was playing like the other side of it.
No, I appreciate you doing that because I think that's the discussions you absolutely have to have. But I'll circle back to that here in a second. With what you saw yesterday at running back, does it make you feel any different going into the off season, or is Blue just Blue? And by the way, watching him run the ball early in that game, their short pull game was really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was Clayton Adams had him, you know, him and Connor Riley had him. They had a really good idea how they wanted to attack. They got everybody involved. The receivers got involved. The tight ends got involved. The short pull from Hoffman.
Hoffman had a really good block on his
touchdown.
They
were getting second level. They were down blocking. There was all kinds of really some positive things. I was listening to Bobby Belt this morning talk about Blue. He thinks Blue's not a very patient runner.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't think he sees it.
He shows flashes.
There's times.
Like on one of those, on a couple of those, he's kind of letting that guard get going.
That's what I kind of felt.
And get behind him. Like I saw a couple moments where I was like, that was good.
He's letting it develop.
Yeah.
Dawson, you said you didn't think he was very patient.
Yeah, right? I think he's in a hurry to get, you know, beyond the line of scrimmage too often.
Sure. He might have been anxious just because he hadn't had a lot of carries. Matter of fact, the very first play they hand him the ball, he could have scored. If he doesn't stumble,
lost his feet.
Yeah. If he doesn't stumble, he could score. He's going to score on the very first handoff of the game. If he does not stumble into the hole.
I was thinking on the one where he gets tackled like inside the five.
Yeah.
If he would have just kept running to the left, I feel like he scores the touchdown.
There's times where you watch him run and it's like he does run to darkness. Like he's got his eyes.
He's got
closed.
The Turpin thing going on.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing, but man, the touchdown he had, it was a beautifully blocked play.
Yes.
And I felt like that he gave everybody the opportunity to get to where they needed to go in the block. What happened to him in the second half when Joe Milton came in, man, I think there were a couple of missed assignments along the way.
They're getting blown up in the backfield.
Well, Smith has to block out. Like you see Hoffman is going out to block. That one of the first plays in the second half, it's like a minus four.
Mm-hmm.
So Hoffman blocks out. Smith goes straight ahead. And after the play, you could see Hoffman kind of look at Smith like, bro, we're supposed to block outside. Like there were two times where they completely in that second half let like giant defenders come unblock, and it kind of made me wonder about the stuff with Smith playing tackle.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, okay, did he have that moment where all of a sudden, oh, I didn't hear the call,
right, yeah,
and oh, I think I'm supposed to be on a double team here instead of I'm supposed to be blocking out. So there were times when they handed him the ball where there was some clean blocking, and then there were some other times where there was absolutely no blocking, where it was like a mental mistake. Like that Smith had an error blocking, you know, he should have blocked out. Instead, he went straight ahead, and you could kind of see, like, say, him and Hoffman looking at each other like, bro, you're supposed to kick that thing to the outside there. So, anyway, but I just wonder about this. I wonder about this because going in, I don't think you're going to have enough money to get Williams done at running back. And I worry, and I haven't, you know, I've looked at three running backs in the draft. Obviously, Love is the best running back here. I don't, you know, you don't have a second day pick to maybe think about it. You know, maybe there is a,
Emmett Johnson from Nebraska might be a guy day three.
I've
just a guy that I made a mental note and then he officially declared. I haven't studied his tape, but having, adopted Nebraska as just kind of a pet cat team, I watched him play a lot and his running style, downhill, physical, somewhat similar to Javonte's.
I
wonder how the league's going to look at Javonte because of the lack of his like top end speed and breakaway runs. And
you think Dallas will be able to get him for cheaper than what we think?
I mean, is 3 years and like $20 million cheaper than what you're thinking? Because I don't think he's going to get more than that. And I would do that for him.
I just know the valuation of what, like, over the cap. They've got him and Breece Hall basically as the same guy when it comes to the valuation of the player, like $10.3 million. So I wonder, I think that, you know, you guys were talking about, I asked you who you thought that made kind of a more of a difference for Dak. I think it was Williams.
Yeah, I think I think
the running game aspect, when his ability to run the football, his ability to blitz pickup, that's something that's so underrated right now in the National Football League. Yeah.
Like we saw in that Washington game, that fourth down, he stopped. And he has a second and third effort and is able to extend the drive for you. You know, so little things like that, Javonte Williams really stepped up big for this team this year.
Yeah.
I think Bobby threw out $8 million as the number he thinks he might get this offseason. And Bobby was right about Chuba Hubbard. I mean,
he sure was.
So he might have this running back market.
So
now,
with Dawson, he's saying 3 for 20. That's pretty reasonable, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'd offer it. See what his team says. Maybe he just values. I want to know. I'm my future set. I want to be. Maybe he likes it here.
Yeah.
And hey, if you're serious about contending next year, you don't want to be totally butt naked. If you're not willing to take it to 10 because the value's too high, it's an extra $3.5 million. You don't want to win enough. I don't think he's going to demand that much, but the certainty that you give a guy that could go for 1,400 yards next year and give you good pass protection, that's worth it. You know, at some point, you got to pick one of these years and say, yes, we're overpaying for running back. We're overpaying to get a free agent, a corner or linebacker or edge. We have to overpay now to make sure that this Dak window or this offensive window in general doesn't totally evaporate with nothing to show for it. You can go another 30 years easily.
Yeah.
You can go 30 years without finding another quarterback as good as Dak.
On the other side of the ball, we all saw what Clowney did, right? I mean, we all, and actually the tape was just as good as what we saw with your eyes watching the game. He was Illuminor, the right tackle for the Giants. He had him completely beat up in this game to the point where standing up, hand down, ability to rush. I mean, the thing about Clowney that's really kind of unique, and I sat down just to watch him play in this game, just said, you know, I'm going to watch him play. And I went back, and he's really very slow into his stance. It's kind of like he's looking to see where the tackle is in his stance. Is a guy rocking back? Is a guy forward on his hand? It's almost like he's veteran reading the guy in front, like, okay, they're about to run the ball here.
Where's the tell?
I think that's really super, super impressive with the way that he's been. I had my questions about signing him. I'm going to admit that. I was thinking, well, man, this is your 53rd player. As slow as he got off as a start to his Cowboys, you know, season, I thought, man, they have got to do something different here. But he came on, talk about guys that take advantage of compromised players. He's the one guy that's able to do that for the Cowboys. And I think it's because I believe he's a really smart guy. And I mean, it's smart in the way that he reads, the way that he reacts, the way he knows if it's run or pass, the way he doesn't like jump around blocks, the way he goes down inside, the way he's going to read like, okay, you're going to try and cut me off here. You know, these tight ends that try and block him and stuff. He is so good at the run, but I think it's the football intelligence
that
makes him such a good player. I hope he comes back now. I hope he comes back and is that kind of player. Next year you get him in camp and all that. But you can learn from watching a guy like that. Young guys like the young edges, Ezeraku guys. I don't think Sam Williams is going to be here at all, but I'm going to say that you could, having a guy like that, you could be far worse in this league having a guy like Clowney, and hopefully that he can come back, because I do like the football intelligence. I like the toughness, and I like the way that he has a feel for how to get to the passer.
Yeah, I love the way that he plays with his hands and keeps guys off him so he can stay aware.
The length.
Yeah.
It's amazing how he can play hand down or stand up. and be really effective doing both. So.
Love it, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner will be your destination throughout the entire offseason as we head into free agency and the draft
too,
and the
yeah.
OTAs. Yep. And before you know it, we'll be heading for training camp.
We got that free agency thing, too, coming up, too. I'm going to start looking at some of those free agencies, guys, as we get closer.
Cannot wait for that. Yep. Wolchuk, where are we going next, buddy?
Let's do a little fake, shall we? Asterisks and defensive incompetence, along with how this coaching carousel can impact your Dallas Cowboys. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.